Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast, is back. We've got a brilliant lineup for you this series. We've got Elliot Hashtrudi talking all things offal at his amazing restaurant Camille. Brindisi's Monica Linton sharing her thoughts on the evolution of British cuisine. And the founders of Genki talking all things matcha. All of this, plus chats about the future of British cheese and the unique flavours of one of Italy's lesser-known regions. That's Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast. Follow on Spotify today.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Meta Platforms is creating a new applied artificial intelligence engineering organization to help bolster the company's superintelligence efforts. According to an internal memo viewed by the journal, the new organization will partner with Meta's superintelligence lab to build a, quote, data engine to improve its AI models. The new organization is aiming for an ultra-flat structure of up to 50 employees to one manager, according to the memo. Kraken has won access to the Federal Reserve's core payment system, making it the first crypto firm to be able to move money on the same rails as thousands of banks and credit unions. The company says that will allow it to handle transactions more quickly and seamlessly for big clients and professional traders. It also gives Kraken direct access to Fedwire, a critical interbank payment system that handles more than $4 trillion in daily fund transfers. And we exclusively report that OpenAI CEO Sam Altman defended his decision to allow the Pentagon to use its tools for classified work during an all-hands meeting Tuesday. According to remarks viewed by the journal, Altman said he didn't regret signing the deal, but wished he hadn't announced it so quickly. The deal was announced Friday, hours after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth designated rival company Anthropic a supply chain risk. After a backlash from OpenAI employees and AI researchers to the potential for the deal to allow for mass surveillance, the ChatGPT maker changed the agreement to explicitly state that its tools couldn't be used for domestic surveillance. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.